Yevamos, Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph. Bez Hashem, we're starting a new Mekzoyah. This is what's called commonly the Mekzoyah of Agunois, which means all the dinim of a woman whose husband disappeared, and the Shaila is how to ascertain whether he died. Obviously, she can't get married until he died. What Edus is admissible, what evidence you can use, you can't use. We have a Chelik of Perek Yud over here. And the Yesodis pick themselves up also on the 15th and the 16th Perek. So let's start Perek Hashem. Let's give a short Hakdoma. Al pi ikratin din deraisa. If a woman wants to get remarried, that means she claims her husband died. We don't know. Nobody saw him dead. L'cha'oira. Not only does she have a cheska seishesish, we have to assume that she's an Eshesish until proven otherwise. But let's say an Erechot comes along and an Erechot says that her husband died. Obviously, she can't just go get married. There has to be some type of evidence. What would be evidence? That's really the subject of what we have to figure out in this Perek and also later on in the 15th to 16th Perek. Over here, we're going to talk about where the evidence is Edus. Not based on circumstantial evidence, but there's Edus. But Midereisa, a woman, l'chayr, should need two edim. You have a klal, ein davar sheva v'pachas meshnayim. In order to be made, to be moitzi an isha from being in a state of eshes ish, l'chayr, should need two edim. The Gemara says that the reason why eid echod, we'll see in the Mishnah by us, an eid echod is nemon to be matter. Not only an eid echod kosher, not only a regular edus, which would be good for any edus bateri, but even an eid posel, a woman, other psulim, the aloch is their nemon, eid echod. The same way eid echod nemon be surim, eid echod nemon in this type of case of being matter and isha that her husband died. Why? End of Shavuot Mishnayim. The Gemara says mishum iguno akilu barabonon, which means that because a woman never could get stuck for the rest of her life without it being proper, how often is it the person dies tragically, unexpectedly? There's two kosher eidim there. So if we would only allow Eidus with the regular due process of Kabbalah and Bezdin, two kosher Eidim, it would be minanimna for many women to get remarried. The Pashtus is the Dinder Rabbanon. Rashi even says, a famous Rashi in Shabbos, with the Shmaitza. The Shmaitza is busy with these Nyanim, Shmaitza Zayin. Brings the Lashon of Rashi and he stretches the Lashon of Rashi. He goes with it. That Rashi says that the Chazal were mafkir kedushin, so to speak. Chazal were oikir kedushin b'kum vaseh, which is hard. You don't too often have that. With Chazal, kiviyochu, we have there's no nemonus, and Chazal did it anyways. But there was a tzairich here. The other mahalach over here, which is more in the Ritva, if you look at the very last Rambam in Hilchas Gittin, it would seem to be on a certain level, even though there's difficulties how to read the Rambam, that the Rambam also held this way, that that's not so. This is not the pshat that this din is completely midirabonon. The geder hadvarim of this din is what the Rishonim explained. The Ritva says it, but the musig is brought from the Ramban, from other Rishonim, based on a Gemara. The question is exactly the context of the Gemara, that something which is avida legluye, the Torah was never mechayev to edim. That means two edim is a concept. If Reuven is borrowing money from Shimon, so you need two edim. And there the Torah said that the only way to ascertain what the reality is in the Paskan Edim Torah is with two edim ksherim in Besdin. But the reason for that is because nobody will ever know if Reuven says that Shimon owes him $100 and Shimon denies it, nobody will ever know otherwise. It's a milsa delay avidel gluye. Memela, a person could lie, could say whatever he wants. Reuven could say whatever he wants. Nobody will ever know better. Shimon could say whatever he wants. It's between the two of them. B'chiyai gavni, you need to aid him. But a person died. So let's say an Eid Echad would come and say that Nabuch, so-and-so drowned. Eventually, the truth has to come out. If the guy is alive, he's going to show up somewhere, someplace. There's going to be a Baharuk Baraglov. So this type of sheker does not lend itself to the same open-ended ability to lie as a shekel, let's say, on a maisa mazik or a halvo, whatever. So in the middle of the halacha, since it's a milsa davida legluye, so there's a certain samchus, and you don't need two edim for that. and even in Erecha is Nem. It's a very big Chiddush, but the Rishonim say it. The Shaila is how much to Nem that on. The Gemara does say Mishum Igunu Akilu Barabanu, which would mean that Chazal should have shtel davek due process of two edim. The reason why they didn't necessitate it, even though Midaraisa, it doesn't need two edim, Chazal should have said it needs two edim, is Gufa because of Mishum Igunu Akilu Barabanu. But not that the whole din, Be'etzem, is only a din derabanan. There's also a svara which is important to remember in these nyanim. The Gemara says that when a woman accepts what the Erechot said, the Gemara says the svara that a woman will not get remarried, will not put herself up to the tragedy that will happen in the Mishnah. What happens if she gets remarried and her first husband shows up? The halacha is going to be the first one has to divorce her, the second one has to divorce her. A woman's not going to open herself up for that unless what the Gemara calls gufa daiko mintzva, she herself, gufa, the isha gufa daiko, she'll be medaiko mintzva before she gets married. She'll never get remarried unless she did her own research and checking. So the etzem fact that she's willing to rely on the erechot itself lends a certain weight to our ability to believe the erechot. With that, let's start the Mishnah. Ho isha sheholach bail l'mdinas hayom, a woman whose husband went, l'mdinas hayom, ubo, they came, v'omru lo, ubo means they came. But it's obviously, doesn't have to be two edim, we just said ne'ed echod. You look at the Rav, the very first words. She'omalo, v'omru lo, she'omalo, eid echod meiz bailech, v'nisis hapi eid echod. And then, they came and they told the meiz bailech, v'nisis, she got married. Rachman al-Islam, the unthinkable happened. V'achachach bo bailo, her husband shows up. The halacha is that we're going to have to be machmir on her from both ends. We're going to put her as if she was a soita to the first husband. She got married to the second husband. You could say that it was not her fault. We're going to treat it as if she's a woman that was mizana Rachman al-Islam. She'll lose her second marriage because she was legally married to the first husband, and she's going to lose any schusim to the first husband. The penalties will be so severe, gufa, in order to upgrade the svara, that if a woman is willing to get married based on what an eid echad or all the evidence tells her, it means she did her own research. The reason why she's going to be so careful is because that's how large the kilku will be if she's not careful. So Beloshna Gemara, they were misakin soifa, tragic end to this marriage, if that's the way it turns out, that the first husband shows up mishum tchilasa, in order to create the viability in the nemonis in the first place. What's the halacha? What's the worst case scenario? The husband shows up, teitzi mizeh mizeh, she has to leave both of them. Tzricha get mizeh mizeh, she needs a get from both of them. Of course, over here, the Rav points out from the Gemara that Alpi Halacha is only married to the first husband. Kedushin is not toifis po if she was married. So the reason why she needs a get from the second one is only a din derabanan, because it looked at when she was living together with Rachman and son with the second husband, she needs a get. Ain lo ksuba. She has no ksuba from neither one. She's left penniless. Loi peirois. She does not get the peirois, her nechosim that were used, were benefited from by her second husband, who she was never really married to. L'charu shalakadin. He was never married to her. He should have to pay her back out of pocket. It was a toys. No, she can't retrieve from him the peirois. V'loi mezoinois. Even if, l'moshel, her first husband died, and he left, she borrowed money, she piled up a grocery bill. L'cher was the first husband's achrayis. Or, alternatively, she piled up a grocery bill and she was married, kiviyochel, she was married to the second husband. She can't collect mezonos. She's left with the bill. V'loi blois. We've had blois before. What that means is anything that was brought into the marriage that's supposed to be owed back to her. What we call nichsei tzayin barzel, or the leftover parts of whatever was brought in the marriage that was supposed to go back to her, which is nichsei melug. Both these two parts, nichsei melug, nichsei tzayin barzel, there's no achrayis whatsoever. Avada, the things that were she brought into a marriage with the second husband or with the first husband, a car, now the car is a shmata, to jalapi. The house, the farm, they've been depleted, they're worthless. Nobody has to replace the value, even if it's written in the ksuba that there is a value there that should be replaced. Kimavur, we'll learn in Yetzajam and Mesechus Ksubas, there's no achrayis here. Neither husband has any financial obligations to her. She walks out with her shmatis, and that's it. She walks out with the field, with the car, with the house that she walked in with, because they belong to her. But achrayus on replacing value that was used, benefited or lost, that not. No, nobody has any responsibility to her. So she mom is left penniless, husbandless, marriageless, possessionless. That's going to make a woman be very daiko mitzvah before she relies on this heter, the way we're explaining it. Im not lo mizeh mizeh, if she does take from the two husbands, what does this mean? She got a ksuba from the second one after the first one came. Taksia, she got it, she'll look it in, she has to return it. What she got from the second one, what she benefited from the second husband before the first husband shows up, that, of course, she doesn't have to pay back. She was living with him as man and wife. Of course, it was a mistake. But she doesn't owe that money back. We're talking over here about something she got after the first husband showed up. And now we look at it that she's illegitimately married to the second one. He has a right to take back that money, even before the din was paskened. Vavlad mamze mizeh umizeh. Children that she has from either one of them. We're not talking about where she has children from the first husband, because they were happily married before he Nebuch went Lomdina Sayom and got lost at sea 5 years ago. They were married for 25 years. Those children, of course, are kosher. What we mean to say is children from the Sheni, children from the second husband, of course, she's a regulation ish, so that's Pashut. Mamzer Minat Torah. The Chiddush over here is, what happens if she goes back to the first husband? So call her even that she's a soita, she's certainly not a soita midderaisa because she thought that her husband was dead. She went back to her first husband. She's not a surla midderaisa. Midderabana, we ask her. And because of that, we ask her the vlad also. We look at her as not legit. Kilo, we treat her as she was married to the second husband, which of course is not true. But midderabana, we treat her that klape, the first husband. And now if she goes back to the first husband, the halacha is that the child is a mamza midderabana. Now, that mamza midarabana can't marry a mamza midaraisa, because midaraisa, of course, is a vlad kosher. One more detail, of course, that has to be added is what happens, let's say Nebuch, her husband showed up, the second husband gave her a get, like we said, midarabanan. If she goes back to the first husband now, you can't look at her as she's still married to the second. He gave her a get, come on. Even virtually, you can't look at it that she's still married to the second husband. So there, even though she's asura to the first husband, we treat her like a soita midarabanan. But a soita that continues to live with her husband, vlodois heimeno anana mamzer. Even according to Rabbi Kiva, that chayve lavin, and a soita is chayve lavin, even according to Rabbi Kiva, from a soita, the halacha is that the children that she continues having with her children, shaloka halacha, are not mamzerim. Learn out of a positive, because she's married to that husband legitimately. Yes, there's chayv elavin on them continuing, but the marriage itself was okay. We learn out of Gzeres HaKosuf that there's no mamzeres. On a Durabana level, that'll be true as well. We're talking over here if she didn't get a get from the second one. V'loizev is a metamin lo. Neither husband has a din to be metamu, kahanim. Neither one is considered her legal husband. V'loizev is a zakon lo b'mitziyah, so they have no schusim. Not in her mitzias. Normally a husband is zoiche tmuras, the fact that he supports his wife. He gets her mitzias, anything that has that's coming to her. The mefarshim like tzu, that normally the reason why they were misakim mitzias or isha, lebailos mishum eva, he's taking care of her, he's supporting her, he's footing all the bills, he can't get the mitzias, it's going to cause resentment. Here there's no resentment, because I wanted the marriages to dissolve. So you don't have that. Loi b'maisi adel, they have no din to get her ma'isidam. They don't have to be mefanasa. V'loi b'afaros nedorel. The Torah gave a schus haforos nedorim in order that a wife should be protected by her husband. A husband should be able to undo if his wife reacts and makes a neder. So that's why it's not all nedorim. The din that a father can be made for nidri bita is all nedorim. A husband can only be made for dvorim shebeino lebeino, that relate to the marriage, or inu nefesh, things that are related to her personally. A husband could, can, and should protect his wife's well-being. But over here, not. So over here, loya for us nedorim. Hoyser bas Yisrael, if she was a bas Yisrael, we treat her as if she was mizana. She lived with another man, she like a din. This part is not, we treat her. She definitely lived with another man, Shalakadin. Now, Lachar, it's a moot point, because if both of them have to divorce her, she'll never be able to marry a Kohen anyway. She's a Grusha Midaraisa. So the Gemara explains, what you have to say is the case over here is talking about where both husbands died. From the shock of discovering each one that the other one is alive, the first husband shows up after being years in a prisoner of war jail. And he shows up, Nebuch, his wife went and married a different man. He dies from shock. The second husband discovers that his wife was living with him, Shalai Kedin. There was really another husband that was still alive. He dies also from shock. She's not a grusha, but she has a din of a zayna that she's nifsala min hakohuna. Bas Levi min hamaisa. Even though l'chayra, there's no din that a zayna bas Levi is not allowed to marry. Well, that's the din by kohuna. Here they gave a knas to rabbanu. Ubas koyim min hachuma. That's a din deraisa. Maisa, she lived with another man. She like kaloka. She was an eshesish. Even truma min derabbanon. Maisa she's asura. Vein yoshim shel zeh v'yoshim shel zeh yoshim is ksubasa. This is what we call the ksubas benin dichrin. Ksubas benin dichrin is takana derabbanon. Normally, if a wife predeceases a husband, so her husband yashins her. That's a question in Bava Basra in Yeshneichin whether Yerusha Sabal is mideraisa mideraabonon. Vinishvi, a woman dies, everything she brought into the marriage goes to her husband. Her ksuba, of course, she doesn't get her ksuba, she died first. The ksuba is if her husband dies or divorces her. However, Chazal Misakin, in order to protect that fathers should give their daughters, should be generous with an adin, Chazal protected that what a woman brings into a marriage, as Nichsei Tzoyin Barzel, the Nadin, which is written in the Ksuba, she's bringing in $10,000 worth of property into the marriage, $100,000 worth of property into the marriage, and if the marriage dissolves, those $100,000 go back to her. That's part of her Ksuba, Kiviyokal. Plus, of course, the Ikra Ksuba, which is a Manu Musayim. That whole Tesefis of her Ksuba and everything she brought into the marriage will now go to children that were born to her from the father. That means when the father dies, let's say Reuven has three wives, and from the three wives, he has six boys. When he dies, l'chayre, his assets should be divided up six ways, equal ways. Chazal said no. The assets that he has three wives, Rachel, Leah, and Bilhah, that Rachel brought into the marriage, go only to the Yoshim of Rachel. The assets that Leah brought into the marriage go only to the sons that were born to him from Leah. And Bilhah the same. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, what happens if Rachel has one boy, and Leah has one boy, and Zilpah, Bilhah, what do you say? Bilhah has seven. Then the assets should be divided up nine ways. No, it's divided up whatever Rachel brought into the marriage. Rachel, Leah, and Bilhah. And then whatever is not brought into the marriage, whatever was the husband's nechosim, his own, that gets divided nine ways. This is called ksubas benin dichrin, the ksuba that belonged to the male children. It's giyashins. It's part of Yerusha, but it's part of the din ksuba. So this din, since it's part of a ksuba, that becomes forfeit. Ein yoshin shel zeh v'yoshin shel zeh, yoshin ksubas, and neither one. V'meisu, if the two husbands, like we said, they both died of shock, and neither one has children, there's no yibum. She has a din that she's not aymedes liyibum, because as if she was mizana, a woman who is mizana doesn't have a din to be nisiyabim. Ochiv shel zeh ve'ochiv shel zeh choltsim v'leim yabim. It's not mafkir the zikum in derai, so of course. Now, the second husband was never married to her, so we only treat it virtually as a marriage, the same way we had her get a get from the second husband. So we'll say also that she needs chalitza when the second one dies. That's avada not derai. So the first one dies, she's married to him. But since she was a soita, the halach is there's no yibum, midrabbanan, all there is chalitza. She needs chalitza from both. Ochiv shel zeh choltsim v'loy miyabim, v'ochiv shel zeh choltsim v'loy miyabim. Kuvega over here just bleib shver, says, why can't the brother of the second one, who was never really married to Alpi Halacha, why can't he be miyabim? His yibum is not a yibum. It's not a yibum, it's just a fremdis, somebody else. His brother, the second husband who dies, was never married to her. Elamai, you want to treat him as married? On the tzad, you're treating him as married. He was legitimately married. He was legitimately married. His brother could be miyabim. Kvek says he doesn't have a pshandis. But Vaistes, they gave it a uniform tzura of she's a soita and she has a din of a soita klape both. That would be the Tesefes Dvarim. It's not only she has a din midrabonon, she has a soita klape the first, She has a soita in the marriage of the first klapi, the second memela. The din is, they treated it as a marriage, a virtual marriage, even though Betzim she was never married to him. They treated it as a nifsaldika, a posla marriage, because she was still married to the first one, the son. Okay, Kivagin says he doesn't have a husband. Now the Mishnah brings cholkim that watered down everything we had till now is the Tanakhama. Now we're gonna have little discrepancies in maybe certain things are not as chomer as to what we had now b'shitsa Tanakhama. Rabbi Yosi Yaimi Ksuboso al nichse b'ailo rishon. She does get a ksuba from the first husband. Lemaisa, let's remember, this woman got married. She had a din mit derabon. She was allowed to get married. There's a din mishum igunu akilu barabon. She's allowed to believe in Erechot. She didn't do anything wrong. Al pnei advarim. But from deswegen, the halacha is that we give her a din of a soita in order to be meinei her lechatchil, to check really well. Rabbi Yosi says, no, legabi the ksuba, since she's a shoygeg of her first husband died, her real husband died, ksuba asan lechse b'ala rishon. Blaza oimer, we also won't take away from her first marriage dinim that entails the husband. Schusim to the wife, that will take away. But not schusim that he has. What's that? Harisha, the first husband, when he comes back and he finds her, Achman's son, she lived with the second husband. She wasn't mamish asoita against the marriage. So therefore, they're still be'etzim, they should be married midderaisa. So memela, Harishan zakai b'mitziyoso. Kol's man, he wasn't megarish her, he gets her mitzias. But ma'isi yodel, he gets her ma'isi yodain, but for us and them, he has that din also. They can be made from the dorei. Shimon Oimer, biyoso echalitzoso me'ochiv shol rishon peteh soroso. Here's a knetch. Reb Shimon says, what happens if the first husband dies? Midaraisa, let's remember, midaraisa, no, she's not a site at all. She's a regular Yivama. She should be nefelis midaraisa to the brother of her original husband, of her real husband. So memel, the halach is that if he's miyabim, poiteres tsaroso. We don't look at it that she's not a medis liyibum, and to be miyabim her is staman iser, and then midrabon, of course, it wouldn't pata the tsar. It'd be kilu she... He was miyabim a woman that's not eligible for yibim. Of course, doesn't patur up the tzora who does have zika. So we say no. Poteres tzoroso. Vein avlad menu mamzer. We don't look at the child from the first one. The second one, of course, the mamzer midaraisa. She's not married to the second husband. But the first husband ain't avlad menu mamzer. That's what Reb Shimon says. L'chayru, this is weiter than Reb Yosi and Reb Elazar. Reb Yosi and Reb Elazar, we're talking about tzchusim. Momentistic tzchusim. Reb Shimon is saying it even legabe the dine Evan Ezer, so to speak, that in a gay over here, we look at her klape, the first husband, is still being married and still having a legitimate marriage. Lehen legabe the Yibim lechalitza and hen legabe avlad mamza. So Reb Shimon lechayra is saying more kula dek Reb Yosi and Reb Elazar are not maskim. However, Reb Yosi and Reb Elazar, the Gemara says they could be maskim to each other. They're just pointing out different facets of the same idea. Vim nises shaloi bershus. This is a very important line in the Mishnah. Nisa, what does it mean, Nisa Shalai B'shus? Till now, we've been talking about where a woman got married, she had a heta, Al Pi Shulchan Aruch. She had an Eidechot. If she would ask a Rav, the Rav would say, you're allowed to get married. So the Chiddush is, in order to, that we will machmir, in order to bring her to a state where she understands what the ramifications are, and she'll be very daiko mitzvah before she gets married. Now we understand. Here we're talking about Nisa Shaloi Bishus. What does it mean, Shaloi Bishus? Shaloi Bishus over here means Shaloi Bishus Bezdin. That means that it's not the pshat that she has an Eid Echod that told her, and Bezdin was Matir. The din of Eid Echod is a special din of Chazal that we're Matir. We'll see Mitzvah Hashem later on, the 15th parak. It's a whole kul of Chazal. That's called Nisa Simhet to Bezdin. Two Eidim come and they say that she's allowed to get married. Her husband died. That would be called Shaloi Bishus. Doesn't mean over here Shaloi Kedin, but it means that it's not coming with a special Hira of Chazal of Bezdin. Doesn't need it. To aid them, she can listen. Muteres Lach Zaloi. This that they said, Teitzim Mizeh Mizeh, which everybody till now held of, but the Pashtus is a Tesefes Dvarim on Reb Shimon, that the same way in Avlad Mamzen, the same in Chalitzoso, Bioso, Peteres Soroso, also they taka were geyser, teitzim izel mizel, where she got married al pi eid echot, but where she got married al pi two eidim, they don't say that. That's the regular din. That's not a special din. So then we tell Zlachzalei, we consider her an onus in the fact that she was nevelous to the second, and we look at her not as a soita, it's not her fault, she'd go back to her first husband. Lamaisa, the halacha isn't like any of these positions. The halacha is like the Tanakhama. Teitzim izel mizel, with all the chumas anoig, bein benises beshus, and bein benises shaloi beshus.